Blog Talk Radio.
And before we go to any further preliminaries,
I would ask those of you to bow your beautiful heads as we acknowledge the one and only Jesus Christ of Nazareth on tonight. Hallelujah. I'd ask you to bow your heads around the world as we acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Hallelujah. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us again around this spectrum. Hallelujah. Father God, we know that this earthly place is not our home, God. But we know that you have lying in wait a mansion that's not built by the hand of man, God. But you are its builder and its architect, God. But until you come one historic day, God, crack that cloud, God, we will be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema of word to those that may not know of you. Hallelujah. In the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' matchless, marvelous name. And we as a combined nation, pilgrims, travelers through this barren land, we shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just so excited, I tell you, just to know that God is a wonderful God. Not just because of all the goodness that he has spread around among his children, but God is just good anyhow, you know. God don't have to do anything. God is just good because of who he is. And I'll tell you one thing I know, that God loved me before I even know who I was. God loved me, and he still loves me right now better than I could ever love myself. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for all his mighty acts that he bestowed upon his people. I just thank God. And I'll tell you, if I had 10,000 tongues, I could not thank God enough. But that would just be a mere drop in the bucket. But I just thank God because he's moving by his spirit. And it may be some of you that are out there listening in my digital podcast audience on tonight. You need a blessing from the Lord. You've been just suffering financially. And you need a break. You need a breakthrough. Well, I'm here to tell you, God is the go-to man. Not only the go-to, but he is the go-through man. All you got to do is just go to Jesus. Go to God in secret prayer. Tell him what you want, because he's on the main line. And he won't put you on hold. He won't put you on three-way. You get a straight line of communication with Jesus Christ on tonight. And so all you got to do is say, Father God, I need you to bless me. I need a blessing from you. You know, we can pray as warriors, as prayer warriors. We can pray for you. But God is nothing like you going on your own, Rekotna, and praying before the throne of grace on tonight. God said he would hear your humble cry. So all you got to do is go to Jesus and say, God, I need you. I need some financial funds, God, to cover my bills, to cover whatever you need God to do. God is the way maker. God is the door opener. And when God opened a door, no man can shut. And what God shut, no man can open. So I suggest you to go to King Jesus home tonight and make your request known. That's what he said. Make your request known. And God said you didn't have to have a whole lot of faith. He just asked you to have a mustard seed of faith. That's all is required. Your faith in God. Your faith moved God. Faith moved mountains. Hallelujah. So I suggest you to just go in your secret place. Get on your knees and talk to your Father tonight. Because he is the problem solver. Whatever we might be going through, you don't have a job that's too complicated for God to solve. God can solve any problem of any magnitude. Hallelujah. So that is not my sermon tonight. My sermon and title on tonight, hallelujah, is relief from the trouble. We're talking about prosecution. We're talking about evil times that we're living in. Hallelujah. And so we get that from our sermon on tonight, and it's relief from the trouble. Hallelujah. And so we know that the first chapter of Thessalonians, it reflects a situation where the Christians were experiencing severe persecution. We know that it was probably at the hands of the non-Christian detractors. But why were they being persecuted, you might ask, overseer Ward? And it was most likely due to their decision to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. And as a result, they lost the privileges and the opportunities. Hallelujah. And they were separated. And they were ostracized. Group. And we know, hallelujah, just like our ancestors, they were compelled into slavery. And they was often too an outcast without the support of your family and without the support of your friends. They had to defend for themselves, hallelujah, in a world that viewed them as breakers of traditional and custom and threat to law and order. We know that such alienation produced despair in one's life. We know that the Thessalonian Christians, despair brought on by loneliness and all distress. In fact, their situation brought on a spirit of hopelessness, and their faith, hallelujah, and hope for a victorious end to their suffering. It was rocked, hallelujah, but we know that Paul sought to reconnect this community to the glorious destiny God had promised by the means of a threefold strategy. First, he acknowledged the reality of the community's suffering. We read in the law of 2 Thessalonians 1 and 4. We know that next, he reminded them that God will intervene to end their affliction and punish those who prosecuted them. That's verse 6 through 8. While we know that he admonished them to stay on the right path so they would not suffer the same plight of their tormentors. That's in verse 9 through 10. We know that the Thessalonian situation was not unlike the present condition of many of our people today. What does a community do when it is faced with hard times? Religious bigotry, racist and sexist results, systematic injustice, and persistent prosecution simply because it is outside of society mainstream. We know that even as African Americans, we can also utilize Paul's 3-4 strategy. Hallelujah. Acknowledging the reality of our suffering and then recalling God's promises to us. And we must hold fast, hallelujah, to the path of righteousness. We can learn from these early Christians who exchanged their desire to live comfortably in the world for a radical faith in Jesus Christ by embracing the way of faith. We know that by embracing the way of faith, our victory over evil, we know that is sure. Hallelujah. We know that when we're on this road trying to please God, trying to live a holy and sanctification lifestyle, we'll have what you call the nights that are dark. and the way we know that can be very difficult at times. And we know that around the bend, we suddenly can come upon several believers that carry the bright lantern. They have come out to light the way. We know that her fears will be relieved, and she ascended the path easily. We know that in a similar way, God lights our path. All we have to do is just trust Jesus as our Savior. He who is the light of the world, he enters our lives and removes the darkness of our sin and our despair. We know that this light continues to comfort us through times of sorrow. In the midst of sadness, in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our illnesses, in the midst of our disappointments, we find out that the Lord brightens the way and encourages his children by giving us hope. This may come through a word of exhortation from a fellow believer. It might be illumination of God's word by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It may be calm, hallelujah, reassurance in response to heartfelt prayers. It might be the miraculous supply of a specific need. I'm here to encourage you. Whatever the case might be, God sent us light. When we are engulfed in darkness, Jesus gives light in the darkest night. There is no darkness have we who in Jesus abide. The light of the world is Jesus. We walk in the light when we follow our guide. The light of the world is Jesus. God sometimes put us in the dark just to show us that Jesus is our light. Hallelujah. We know that in this world, this tumultuous world that we're living in, you're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be ostracized. You're going to be humiliated. But I'm encouraging you to keep the faith. Keep on keeping on. Holding up the bloodstained banner for our Lord. Because one thing is for sure. You will see, you will receive a crown of life. Just keep on pressing your way. We know that we will be scandalized as Jesus was. And we're going to take our key scripture from the Lord John 15 and 18. And it reads like this. Jesus says, if the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. And that's found in the Lord John 15 and 18. So Jesus let us know that we're not alone, because the world hated him before the world hated us. They hated Jesus. So you know we are no exception to God's rule. They will hate us as well. But we got to keep on keeping on. We can't be deterred. We got to keep on trusting God. We got to trust God when we can't praise him. Because we know God is a God that he sit high and he look low. God is not going to let us take on no more than we are able to subdue. Hallelujah. And we know, hallelujah, that if there is ever one thing that us as believers in Jesus Christ should be known for, and that, my friend, is love. We know that the word love, it appears in the scripture more than 500 times. We know that the essence of the gospel is love. We find out that as we see in John 3:16, by God so loved the world. We know that the epistle of John elaborates, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And Christians, we are to serve one another in love. In the law of Galatians 5 and 13, we are told, love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Live a life of love. Ephesians 5 and 2. And love with action and in truth. We find out John, 1 John 3 and 18. So if Jesus and his followers are all about love, you might ask, Overseer Warren, why does some people love to hate us? And I'm here to encourage your heart. We find out, according to one estimate, there are over 200 million prosecuted believers in this world today. And Jesus told us why. He said to his disciples, everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Jesus, we know, is the light of the world. When he walked this earth, people hated him because he exposed the darkness of their sin. We are now his light in this world. We read in the law of Matthew 5 and 14, therefore the world will also hate us. John 15 and 19. But our task is to be child of God, love, and life. Even if we are hated in return. Some will hate you. Some will love you. Some will flatter you. Some will slight. See from man and look above you. You are encouraged to trust in God and do the right. We know that love in return for love is natural. But love in return for hate is supernatural. Hallelujah. And in closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition, you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence and make it attended to Overseer Janice Warren, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again across these highways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, bye for now. We will allow the conclusion of this selection to complete the duration of this program. Bye for now.